At a series of news conferences around the state, Democrats pushed an initiative that they're calling Save Our Schools. At Wausau West High School, local Representative Donna Seidel called for rollbacks in the governor's proposed $1.68 billion cut for education.
One, although Wisconsin is facing fiscal challenges like many other states, we are not broke. Two, budgets are about choices.
The Democrats' choices would restore $346 million for public schools and $20 million for technical colleges. The plan would also stop the spending of $40 million on a private school voucher expansion. Sandy Pope Roberts, the minority chair for education, said Governor Walker wants to force taxpayers to pay for rich kids to go to private schools.
It calls for the elimination of the voucher and independent charter expansions that Governor Walker has proposed. Further, we will require all voucher schools to take the new statewide test. When schools are using taxpayer dollars, they should be held accountable for their work product.
Roberts' call for private school testing was supported by Michelle Schaefer, the president of the Wausau School Board.
The voucher issue has been a passionate one for me. I think that all schools should be accountable, whether they're public or they're private.
The Democrats want to use Wisconsin's higher-than-anticipated tax revenues to help fund the school proposal, while still restructuring the state's debt and shoring up the Injured Patients Compensation Fund. The legislators admitted that no Republicans have yet signed on to the plan. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.